This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I wanted to talk to you about something, because I still like Succession, but I think I actually have a problem with the last three episodes, if I can be quite frank.
Two Jews. Helping those in sticky situations, giving advice while making jokes and fighting for the golden mic. They also love a certain cable series. They're both obsessed and won't shut up about it on their podcast. If I were you.
And you can be, I don't know, fucking Logan's assistant that's probably blowing him.
That's not bad. Yes.
Nice.
Happy Succession Sunday.
Hell yeah. It's weird to be remixed of something with something you said really recently.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the time when we hear the remixes, it's like, you know, me going, "Hey."
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right. Game Boy stuff.
Yeah. I don't quite even remember saying some of it. But that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's weird. It's a weird feeling.
And tonight, this is the Succession finale. So by the time this episode comes out, everything might be changed. Kendall might be dead. Do you think he's going to die?
I don't.
You think they're tipping it off too much that now the smart thing to do is to not kill him?
I think so. But I don't know, man. I guess if I were... Basically, I wouldn't take this bet because I really don't know. But since I have to, I'll go ahead and say I don't think he is, even though I spent all week thinking he is. Maybe that's why, because I initially thought he was, and now I've come back around.
We've also never killed basically any main character. This isn't like The Wire or Breaking Bad, where it's like, holy shit, they killed off this character. They've never killed anybody, really.
Yeah, but they have been hinting at Kendall's demise for quite a while.
Yeah, we just don't know if it's going to be a physical or metaphysical demise.
That's true. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, no spoilers because it hasn't aired yet, so we can't even spoil it if we want to. Did you read
What do you think?
I think it'll be too obvious if they kill him at this point. It's like, yeah, he looked dead and he's constantly looking down and like often thinking about suicide and saying like, "I'm just in a really good place," or like, "I'm not evil like you." And it just like, it seems like Succession is so smart that when they do kill someone, we will have never seen it coming. Like in this episode, Logan will die or some shit like that.
But then, So then the counter argument is that like the fake out is also kind of dumb.
Yes.
Basically, it's like, this is bad if he's dead.
Yeah.
I think that's like kind of lame. And if he's not, I think it's especially lame.
Because it's like, what the hell have you been doing? Like,
Like, why did you try to orchestrate some weird like fan fake out for everybody to like freak out for the week leading up to the finale?
But they don't know. You never know what the fan reaction is going to be. Like a few theories get floated and it becomes like everyone thinks this thing, but it's like a group think just because like a bunch of people read the Jeremy Strong piece and they're like, "Oh, that means he's going to die because like he talks about this being the culmination or the best part or the end of or something like that."
Interesting.
So maybe it was inadvertent.
I guess I'm back on the train of thinking he's dead. Let's go with my gut.
Okay. So you say dead, I say not dead.
Yeah. I'm also surprised. Like, this is episode 10. Did we already go through? So there's only 9 episodes this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's not right, man. That's not fair.
Well, maybe it's like a COVID thing. They're like, we spent so much extra money on those 9 episodes. That's like the equivalent of 10.
They did it with Game of Thrones too. The last season was like 8 episodes or something. It's like, And then I was rewatching The Sopranos, or not rewatching. I was watching for the first time watching The Sopranos, and their seasons were like 12, 13 episodes.
Yeah, that was the first one. They had to sort of had to match what network dramas were. And then as these shows became more prestigious, they started making less and less of them.
Yeah, I think that's a little messed up because it's like 10, it's 9 episodes, then it takes 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not fair because I
need
like
more.
It.
Yeah.
We need more so I can hate on it.
Yeah. Why don't they do the network approach, which is sort of milking everything into the ground until the point where the episode quality starts slipping. And then by episode 148, we don't like the show anymore. That's what they should do.
That'd be perfect. That'd be perfect.
Is Sopranos as good as everyone says it is?
Yes, I think so. But it's also hard for me to get it. It's a lot. It's a long show. And it's like, I'm still in the first season.
I see.
And it was made a long time ago.
Yeah. So
I can kind of, it doesn't feel like
prestige. I mean, it's not even HD, right? It's like shot in the 90s.
Yeah. It is very, very 90s. But I like it a lot. I'm coming around to it. I really like the characters. And I'm sure that by the end I'll totally love it.
Yeah, it seems like everyone says that's like on the Mount Rushmore, if not the best. Mm-hmm. I also haven't seen it.
So I buy it.
Anyway, that Succession theme song was written by Giorgio. If you could give me a shout out, the two guys that helped me remix it, DJ Nina Kleena and Fully Zipped G.
Fully Zipped G. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Not a half zip or a lower zip or a fly down G. This guy is 100% zipped up all the way as a G still. So
respect.
All right. Well, this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us. I am Amir.
I am Jake.
And this is a Sunday, December 12th. It's almost live. We're recording it. I'll edit and fucking throw this online, but still not quite Succession in time for.
Right.
But just know that we are caught up. So don't think that this is like a dated or old episode at all. Like, for example, I can tell you with great certainty that
Max Verstappen is the world champion.
Yeah.
That was Formula One. That happened this morning.
Is that your guy?
It's not my guy, but it's a guy. My guy wasn't in the running. Carlos Sainz, he had a great race. He came in third, fifth in the Drivers' Championship, so that was good.
And were you happy with the Verstappen W?
Not entirely. I think it would have been I wanted there to not be a controversy. I wanted a clean W for whoever won.
And there was a controversy?
There's a controversy. I'd consider it
in
a controversy.
In racing?
Yeah.
How could there be a controversy and it's like a car?
Because
crossing a line.
Well, because there's so many rules in Formula One, and it's all happening as these cars are driving 200 miles per hour around a track. So somebody will go over a barrier and cut somebody off, and then the stewards who are watching the race will radio to the race control people and the team radio and be they have to give that position back, so the person has to slow down and let the car pass.
Oh my God.
Or somebody will clip somebody or edge them out and they'll get a 5-second penalty or something. So, and it's even weirder than other sports, because with instant replay, you can kind of be this person's foot was out of bounds, or this is a foul.
You can review it.
Yeah, but it's basically just a straight up court case every single time.
They actually go to court the next day, or?
There was literally lawyers present for the steward's decision and the arguments after the race.
Jesus, that's awesome.
They're citing the rules and shit. So yeah, it's not I didn't want there to be a controversy, and there's a controversy.
And now someone is being taken to court for it.
Yeah, but it's over. They made the decision. Verstappen is the champion.
And a judge made that decision?
The race director, the stewards, or Michael Massey, the god.
Jesus.
Really dense.
I love a good court decision ruling.
Mm-hmm. In sports?
Yes.
It's ideal.
That's the best part.
Ideal.
Like, yeah. My favorite thing about baseball was the steroid scandal.
Yes, you loved the fucking the grand jury testimony of Mark McGwire.
Yeah, saying he doesn't quite remember, even though his forearms were thicker than a human leg, if he actually took human growth hormones.
The Rocket. Do you remember the year that you became the home run record, the champion?
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Yeah. Your head blinked. Is throbbing, man. Just look. How does your forehead get redder and thicker? That doesn't make sense.
In my memory,
Mark.
Now, I can't recall what the difference is between Mark McGwire and Stone Cold Steve Austin. They're one and the same to me.
Yeah, McGwire has red hair, but like really, really tall red hair. So like he has a huge forehead and red hair on top, and then a goatee. I guess Steve Austin sort of has a goatee as well.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. They are the same man.
But McGwire's forearms were just absolutely different. They were thick.
McGwire's forearms hit different. And specifically for 61 homers. Or was it 62? What's the record?
Yeah, the record was 61 and he got to 70. He just sort of said going, gone to that record.
Yeah,
it was cool. Enough already. And it was cool. And now people are sort of debating whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame. Actually, the judges from the fucking race are dealing with that issue next, if you can believe it.
It's kind of interesting because, like, in theory, I mean, he wasn't the only person on steroids. So everyone was on steroids and only he could hit 70 home runs.
Yeah, he was still the best. But then when everyone got on steroids, he was just the best plus historically great.
Yeah.
And then, like, a few years later, Barry Bonds is like, you know, if I also took steroids, I can probably get 70. And he's like, all right, let's see it. And then he got to 73 home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here I just sent you a picture of McGwire just fucking, I mean, look at this guy. He is pure American-made, thick, Rob Gronkowski, tight end, calves, forearms, biceps, chest.
He has legs for arms and arms for days.
And he gets to swing a bat. And yeah, when he makes contact, you better believe it's going
yard.
Go
over the fence.
Yes.
Yeah. We talk too much about Patrick Rafter and not enough about Mark McGwire.
It would be funny to just become Mark McGwire stands now.
Now.
25 years after he was sort of dishonorably discharged from Major League Baseball. I mean, your boy Giambi was the same. These were all fucking roided out, sweaty, absolute monsters. Mm-hmm. These guys were units.
That's what I'm saying.
Were absolute unit of a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Sosa, same deal. I mean, honestly,
everybody made a big deal about the corked bat. Remember when Sosa's bat exploded and it was corked?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, dude, you put a little rubber in that bat. It's like, yeah, well, everyone else is on fucking steroids. So sorry for giving myself an edge.
And like, how much of an edge could that really do? Just to like, instead of wood all the way through, there's a little bit of a cork inside it. Like, it's got to be ounces of a difference. It's not helping you. It's not
and
worth
there's
it,
also
Sammy.
Shit that you're allowed to do, like wearing gloves or putting tar on your bat. Like, you could imagine that just as easily somebody would be like, you really shouldn't, you're not allowed to wear gloves because it gives you too good of a grip.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, all right, well, that's part of it. I have the good grip. It's like, well, you shouldn't have the cork in the bat. It makes the ball pop. It's like, well, what if the ball is just, that's fine, right?
What's the tar for? It was really interesting to see, like, there was tar all over the bottom of the bat. It wasn't even the barrel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was on the bottom of the bat.
What is tar?
I think it was about getting the grip. You know, you want that fucking, you don't want the bat to like fly out of your hands.
Yeah.
You got to hold it. That's the most important thing in baseball.
You think we can fucking hit a dinger? You think we can go to at least a little league ballpark and hit a few dingers, or it's too much leg strength, too much technique that we just don't have?
I think a little league we could hit a dinger. We could hit a dinger. I have hit a dinger in a little league thing before.
Oh, really?
So I feel like I could do it again. Not as a little leaguer.
No.
As a 16-year-old. Okay. As a 16-year-old fucking around with my friends on the field where we used to play little league.
And
I went yard.
Wow. You fucking hit a grand salami? What was it?
It wasn't a grand. I think we were. I don't even think anybody was like.
T-ball, soft pitch, underhand.
It was just soft pitch. I guess like a home run derby style thing.
Down the left, did you pull it? Or did you go center field, Hurwitz? Jesus, I didn't know you had it in ya.
Yeah, forget it.
Did you fucking go oppo? You fucking went oppo. Look at
me. I was on steroids. I was on roids.
Oh my God.
I was on HGH.
You had the cream and the clear. You had the tar. You had the gloves and you were
corked. I had
the
glove. And worst of all, it was corked.
Your gloves were corked?
Yeah.
You had a corked iron bat. It didn't help.
I was fully corked.
Instead of a hand, I was using two corks to hold the
bat. And I was also hitting a cork instead of a ball. And I wasn't really playing with my friends. They were all corks.
What? There's no fucking way any of this is true.
I didn't have real friends when I was a kid.
What did you have?
Corks.
What does that even fucking mean? Like little rubber cork, like wine bottle stoppers were your friends?
Wine bottle stoppers were my friends. My best friends at that. My boys.
There's no way one of them pitched. There's no way one of them could pitch to you. It's a
Corky. Corky pitch.
They should have all been named that.
Why?
Because you said they were all corks. One of them pitched to you, and that cork's name was Corky. What was the one?
That one's name was Corky.
Who was in first base then?
Dan.
Dan Cork. Porky the Corky.
Porky the Corky.
Porky the Corky. And yeah, Dork was also a cork. All right, enough about fucking Formula One. Enough about baseball, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing we didn't find any questions for this episode. God, I feel so underprepared.
Yeah.
If only there was someone who could help us out. Maybe we can have a guest in the second act to help us find some questions and some sort of game style scenario.
Oh,
holy shit.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
game.
Did you say game?
Cable, you've gotten so old. I feel like I haven't seen you in 5 years.
Yeah, did someone say game?
Wow, you have been watching The Sopranos. I guess Game Boy's been watching it too or something.
You talking shit about Corky?
Yeah. Sorry, Game Boy grew up with you? How does he know Corky? And why is he talking like that? Also, how did he age? Isn't he a computer? He has a gut.
Computer?
Now.
He's balding.
Game Boy had a really sad pandemic, actually. He's been sort of staying at home.
You heard of a come up?
Yeah.
Or a glow up?
Yeah.
This is a power down. A dim down.
Game Boy is old.
He had a dim year.
Yes, he's bulbous. He's like an old iMac. An absolute clamshell of a computer, man.
Oh!
All right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll play some games with the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. No time for unsolicited advice. And frankly, no wisdom for unsolicited advice.
That's right.
We're going to have to live our lives a little bit, and so we can do some things that we can recommend. As of now, you guys know everything we're up to.
Yeah, I did start water picking again.
Interesting. Okay, so we've gone full circle. You went from water pick, all the other stuff, and now we're back to water. I didn't even know you stopped.
Yeah, I stopped. It was too bulky. It was tough to carry around when I was bouncing between places while we were working on our house.
Yeah, now that you have it?
Yeah. So when you, when you're living out of a dop kit, you have to make choices. So the old water pick fell by the wayside, but now we're back and it feels good.
Is it a strong boy? Is it like hurting the first time you use it? Cause it's been a while.
It hurt the first time you used it, but now it feels good. It's nice to have non-tender gums.
Yeah. I mean, we both went to the dentist recently. We get it.
We talked about it on our Patreon.
Yeah.
That hasn't come out yet, but there's an episode coming out where we don't watch anything, we just wax.
Yeah, we wax about wax floss.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What order do you do it in? Brush, floss, water pick?
I think I do floss, then water pick. Yeah, floss, water pick, brush.
Wow, brush last.
Yeah, because the floss is to dislodge. You get any of the deep stuff. The water pick sprays out what you've dislodged.
And now it's time to brush.
Then you polish. Yeah.
I go brush first because that starts off the journey. The adventure begins with a brushing, a toothbrushing, and that's big chunks are going that way.
Wait, what I'm saying is like actually like I think it's you know, it has there's a logic behind it. Your reason for
there's
starting with the brush.
There's absolutely.
You said
a logic.
The brush starts the journey.
It's an emotional.
I could say that about the floss.
It's like imagine you're 6 years old. What are you doing? You're not flossing. You're not even water picking yet. It's the
you're
brush.
Just talking
the brush
about
is
like,
the crush. You crush the brush.
You're just making up rhymes to
That's
make your
the
order
original
make sense.
Sin. That's the let's fucking get it started now. Let's get it brushed in here. And then you know when you're painting a house, you do the big shit first and then you do the fine tooth comb after. You do a little bit of the detail. That's the floss. Okay, now let's get in between the nooks and the crannies. Everything that the brush missed, everything that the sun touches will be mine. And that's what the floss does. Glide.
But actually, obviously. if you're talking about painting your house, you would have to clean the house before you paint it. And that's what the floss and the water pick is doing. You're spraying down the surface. You're cleaning out the crevices so the brush can actually hit all of those surfaces. Otherwise, you're just painting a dirty house and then after you're washing it, it's like, well, wait, I painted over these twigs. I painted over these leaves
lastly,
and the dirt. The last part, the last
after
part is...
After it all, I sort of...
The water,
water pick. That says like, okay.
Because that's the end of the journey. Is that why you do it last?
It's absolutely the last thing I added to the routine.
is the first thing that I see every time that I'm finishing or getting ready for bed that night. And if I'm feeling frisky, I will do a mouthwash and repeat the process again. I will start from scratch, as in I will scratch my teeth down to the enamel, the root of the issue. And I'll give myself a little amateur root canal.
At the end of the night.
As a way of getting ready for bed.
Yeah. The last thing I do before going to sleep is I give myself a crown. Because then I rest my crown on my pillow.
And then if there's time, I'll do a fucking ivory roll. You know, like the jade roller that you have.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I have to get my jade roller back out there. I simply must do that.
What about routine for a Game Boy search?
That's cool.
Should I search that?
I do like talking routines.
Yeah, everyone's got a very specific to them routine because it's so individualized and you rarely see what other people do. It's truly you versus the elements. I remember when I found out that some people stand up when they shit and wipe.
They stand up when they shit?
Yeah, so they'll like hover above the seat.
I stand up to shit and I sit down to wipe.
I couldn't believe mine eyes. All right, I'm searching routine.
You know what's weird? I used to always stand up to wipe and then I found out that some people sit down to wipe when I was like in high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I remember being like, this is crazy.
Maybe it was you that was telling me that.
Yeah, but then I don't know when I changed, but I can't imagine doing it. Like standing up is fucking bonkers.
It doesn't make sense because it's closing the doors. You need to keep the doors wide open. That's why a lot of toilet seats are actually concave and it's shaped in a way that actually spreads your ass cheeks wider.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm not even joking.
This is you as a toilet salesman.
So look at this. Like what you're seeing here is a flat seat. Imagine me popping a squat Indian style. Sorry,
Native American. Hi, welcome to the Kohler showroom.
And taking a shit on the ground. That's basically what you're doing every time you're not using a ridged/angled toilet seat. There's dozens of routine questions. That makes sense. Yeah. Do you have anything more esoteric, slightly more obscure than routine?
I think I have a little one that's more zeitgeisty. So I think there's going to be several.
Okay.
But I want to use the word booster.
Oh, interesting. Like a booster vaccine question.
That's correct.
That is pretty good. Yeah, a lot of boosters. I guess we get a lot of spam and coronavirus updates.
That makes sense.
Medical quizzes.
That'll happen.
Let me see if there's any questions about booster shots specifically.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need.
Did you get your booster, by the way?
No, that's why it's on my mind. I'm literally trying to schedule it right now.
Schedule?
It's harder than it should be.
In LA, you just walk in, you say, give me the boost. And they're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, I thought I'd be able to do that here, but I walked into like two different pharmacies. I walked into a CVS. They won't do it without an appointment. So I'm trying to make an appointment. There is a place that I could walk in, but it's only Moderna. And there's something that irks me about getting the booster that's not the same as my original shot.
Yeah. You would think the different companies make the same medicine. Like your body should be doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, but everybody I know that got the Moderna one was kind of laid up the next day. Did you get Moderna or Pfizer?
I got the Moderna, and it did hurt me, actually. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to get... I want the Pfizer booster, because that's the OG shot that I got, and I felt fine.
But you don't want booster, like a diet booster. You want your body to fucking tremble the next day under the weight of the antibodies it's creating. You want to be holed up, sweaty, scared, and in pain. That way you know the medicine's doing its job.
Interesting. I don't know if I want that.
Speaking of mercy, I'll search the word mercy.
Oh.
Man, we are not doing well today. This one has 40. At least it's not dozens and dozens.
My God.
Here's the first unread message question about mercy. Oh, this is pretty good. It was written in a December, so it's about the holidays, just a different year.
Great.
So I get on my train to go home for Christmas dinner, and I can't wait. New town to get my Tinder on, and oh yeah, I get to see my family too. So I get onto the train, and I get all snug onto my seat, and a random seatmate sits down next to me. From the moment he sat down, my nostrils were burning. Oh, mercy. There's that word.
There it is.
As far as smelling like you've never been exposed to soap or any sort of hygiene, this guy's a beast in that regard. Without pulling out a bar of soap and staring at him without blinking until he got what I wanted, I was stumped for what to do. I ultimately decided to sit in the washroom for nearly half the trip, and what? It was noticeably better smelling. Yes. Aside from intentionally getting a cold and stuffing up your sinuses before I ever travel again, what do I do in the future? Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, you should never sit in the bathroom because people want to use the bathroom. Sitting there for a half hour is very selfish. That's well, fucked up. Someone that has a very small bladder, let me finish.
It might have been more than a half an hour is what I was trying to say. And all right. You were kind of done. And don't ever talk to me like that. I'm going to cut your mic. Oh, hold on. As like a weird fucking punishment for doing this power trip that you you had.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you were kind of like.
All right. Now I'm going to make your voice sound sort of bizarre.
So please that you're don't. Like, please don't.
You're a loser to these people.
It was like.
It will last for the rest of the episode. I'll put I'd a filter really on it to make you sound.
I'd really rather it didn't.
Dumb.
I apologize.
All right, fine. I won't do any of that stuff. But yeah, okay. He sat on a toilet. It's really hard to use a bathroom on a train, I find.
Yeah.
It's moving too much. It's a lot of hither and thither. And you don't want to sit shaking. On the seat. You don't want to like stand no over way. It. You don't want to like lift the seat.
What I usually do is lean against the wall, fully against the wall.
That's like, cool. Like you're forearm, a cool dude.
Yeah, forearm against the back wall. So you're not trying to aim out. You're basically just aiming. All you need to do then, as someone with a penis anyway, you just aim it straight down.
Yeah. And you have a dick that goes straight. Like, you don't even have to aim it down. Your dick sort of dangles off your
it's
person.
It's always like, down.
Like
yeah.
Truck nuts almost. You have a truck nut dick, don't you? I mean, I'm sorry if I'm speaking out of turn.
You are speaking out of turn a little bit, actually. To say that I have a truck nut dick. Also, yeah, everyone's nuts and dick are going down.
Yeah, but yours like face down. Yours is like, it's basically the equivalent of having a Sharpie dangling from your grundle. Like from soup to nuts, it's absolutely perpendicular
like it's
to
on
your
the
taint.
Bottom.
Yes.
Like it's on my taint instead of on my mons pubis.
Yes.
Instead of being on my mound, it's under my mound. That's absolutely. What you're saying.
Your urethra?
That it's next to my asshole.
Goes straight vertically like a lowercase L. Because you're a capital L loser.
Are you still mad for the let me finish thing?
Yes,
not next question.
Of course.
Not next question, because we didn't answer this one. But society and the world have answered it for him or them. We are talking about masks on mass transit.
That's
probably
right.
Forever.
So this was written pre-COVID. Like, so now the masks are actually coming in handy.
Today I was in... Home Depot, and I farted.
That's funny.
Like, yeah, and I was like, that's fine, because I'm in a mask, and everyone around me is in a mask, and it won't smell. And then it smelled so rancid that I needed to run from the aisle, because I'm like, this penetrates the mask.
Right.
It's too bad. So there are smells that can penetrate the mask, but I think that, like, just body odor, I think that you're actually going to be okay.
You're saying an N95... can't handle the fart, but it can handle the mask.
I mean, if you're wearing, I was wearing a cloth mask, but if you're wearing an N95, I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you're traveling, just it's super normal now. You can just wear a mask.
All right. Do you have a word to search?
Yeah, I want to go with stocking, holiday themed.
Oh, I thought you meant stocking. Like stalking somebody.
No, stocking.
Sto. Cking.
Yes.
16 questions, only one unread, but it looks like a spam. Let's see. 16 questions. Some of them have not been answered before.
Perfect.
Let's see if there's one that's a holiday themed stocking. Because it's like, you know, we want that attaboy.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Oh, interesting. this one has questions about like lingerie stockings. Is that how you spell it? Stocking, or did she do a typo?
No, I think that's how you spell it. Yeah, that's how you spell it. Let's answer the lingerie one. It sounds hot.
Here's the situation. I'm in a serious relationship with my boyfriend. We're both in our 20s and don't have a ton of sexual experience. And early in our relationship, he would casually mention that he likes fishnets, stockings, and other types of lingerie. So one day,
lingerie, dude.
Whatever. So one day I decided to wear it for him. Everything went great until we were having sex and he couldn't come. Uh-oh. I figured he might be too nervous or tired, so I didn't want to read too much into it. He kept mentioning after that he'd like it if I wore lingerie again. Not in a pushy way, just mentioning it. So one night I show up to his house wearing only lingerie and heels under a long jacket. Everything was great until he had the same problem as before. I asked him about it and he didn't seem to see the pattern. Again, he continued to hint that he likes when I wear it, but every time I do, he can't finish. Does he not find me attractive in it? Why does he keep asking me to wear it if it doesn't work for him? Should I ignore him and not wear lingerie? This has never been a problem before and only happens when I'm wearing lingerie. I don't understand what's going on here. Please help.
That's really interesting. I feel
like
he has
a fetish for being flaccid.
For not finishing. Fetish where I don't finish.
Yes. Imagine that. I like to go limp.
Mm. To be cocked on the day.
By God.
I maybe need more information because, I have two different answers. One is, if it's only twice, I don't think that's enough of a pattern to say this always happens.
Interesting. Twice is not a pattern.
It's happened twice. It's the beginning of a pattern. But let's see if it happens thrice. Twice is nice, but thrice, that's the price.
Well, that's the what?
The price.
The price for what?
For it being a pattern. The price. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but I'll say that it's a golden mic just because to win it. Someone has to win it, and you said lingerie. So yeah,
as
if you're gonna fucking stumble through the question.
As an absolute goof.
That wasn't a goof. You didn't know how to spell stocking, you didn't know how to say lingerie. And I came up with a four word rhyme. Twice is nice, but thrice is price. That's like not bad.
How about twice will suffice, but thrice is nice?
That's pretty good. But I would say twice will suffice. Well, actually, twice won't suffice. Because
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said twice is nice.
No,
but
you said
three
twice.
Will suffice.
No, you said twice will suffice. And then you said three is nice. That's what you said.
Well, what's better, to be nice or to suffice? Suffice is important.
Twice won't suffice, but thrice, that's nice.
Will it suffice? I don't know.
It will suffice. It will beyond suffice because it's nice.
Yes, twice.
Twice won't
nice.
Suffice. No, twice isn't nice. I'm saying twice isn't even nice in this instance.
It's kind of nice.
It doesn't
establishes
nice.
Something.
It's the beginning of a pattern. It's the beginning of a pattern, but that's why it won't suffice. Twice is nice, but thrice, that'll suffice. That's fine. But I think twice won't suffice, but thrice, that's nice. That's workshopping. And you get the turdy, I get the golden mic. We didn't do it together. I fucking laid the groundwork. You fucking futzed around on the margins and think that you made something, but you didn't
you
do shit.
Double spaced a paper and think you wrote it. You didn't even do the fucking bibliography, quite frankly. The works cited. I don't think so, man. You hit print. That's what you did.
You're talking to yourself, right?
Yes.
This is you in a mirror.
Yes.
Good. So yeah, I don't first of all, I just don't entirely know. If it's only twice, I don't think that will suffice. And if you're having fun, then you can keep on. I mean, you're not having fun right now, but I think that as long as you're having fun with the lingerie, I think you could give it another try and see if it works. And if it happens a third time, then I think you've already had the initial conversation. You've already brought it up, which is the most you can do right now.
Yeah.
So if it happens a third time, then you don't even have to bring it up. You get to be like, see what I meant?
Yeah.
And then he'll have to
maybe
respond
even
to that.
Hit him with the rhyme a little bit, right? Like twice was not nice, but I think thrice will suffice. That's like, that's really noticeable pattern wise.
Yeah. I guess when you say it to him, it's kind
pretty
of
hot. I didn't realize how hot it was until you said it to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more break. Come back. find some more. We got to do better than this on the next act of If I Were You.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We've returned. Hello, Game
Hello.
Boy. Yes.
Hola.
Very good. I think it's my turn to play the game.
That's correct.
You know, it's funny. We have the Game Boy here, but he doesn't really play. He's just sort of the mascot in the background while we play a game.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. What about Zaddy?
I think there's going to be a lot. And if you want Game Boy to start playing, hold on. Let me get him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of Zaddy. Oh.
There's one. I won the game.
No, there's not. Fucking liar.
I don't know what to tell you, man. There's one on July 19th, 2019.
For Zaddy?
That's
one?
Right. Nobody has used the word Zaddy except for this one person. And he called
Take
us
a screenshot. Zaddy. Take a screenshot. That's unbelievable.
That's insane. Now that we mention it, every email is going to start with that. But yeah, check it out.
Wow.
That's...
And the first, the email preview here, should I make my pants a smelly wreck in... should I make my pants a smelly wreck is such a weird fucking
The rest
sentence.
Of the title makes even less sense. Should I make my pants a smelly wreck in hopes to beat Bill Belichick?
Huh.
Maybe that was just a rhyme of him.
Yeah. I would say so.
Dearest Zaddy and Step Zaddy. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start off by saying I'm a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and we don't have a strong history of postseason success. Anyway, I'm pretty superstitious, so when my team tries to win, I question the lucky thing I did. It's a very long question, but the question is, should he keep wearing the same dirty underwear in order to beat the New England Patriots in the playoffs? Yeah. I guess.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
I think it is interesting. I've had experiences where when I wear something, it's good luck, but then the good luck, it always runs out. It always runs out.
Yeah.
You're not actually in control. It gives you some semblance of comfort because you're scared of something that's out of your control.
Yeah.
So you sort of pretend in a way that you can, but just give yourself a new one. Like, I have to wash my underwear before every single game or they'll lose. And then you'll do laundry.
Oh, that's good. So you sort of justify it, but in a way that's ultimately good to have.
Yeah.
When I have a salad for lunch,
yeah,
my team will win.
Exactly. So since it means nothing, just do something that's healthier that you need to do.
Let's see when because that was written in 2019, and the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Let me see when that was. They lost last year. That was in 20.
Right.
Did they win the 2020 Super Bowl? They beat the Niners one year.
Right. I think that was 2020.
That was 2019. Okay. Whoa. So this guy is already writing after a Super Bowl championship. So, I mean, maybe his system worked. I mean, he didn't switch his undies and Pat Mahomes led them to a come-from-behind Super Bowl victory.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, then you at the very least, you can look at the fact. Oh, like, and he means.
Oh,
like,
wait, I take that back. They won in February of 2020. So he did need to do that. So maybe if he did keep his underwear on, and because it was the 2019 season, this email was written before the season the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. So we can ask for a follow-up pup. Ask him if he did it. And he must think that he almost forced it to happen.
Yeah. And that, I mean, so that's the answer. If you didn't wash and they won, then you actually should keep doing that. But if you caved and you washed your underwear and they won, then the curse is broken.
That's pretty good. And the name that he gave was Travis Smelsey. That's pretty good.
That's good. Very nice.
So it's like a smelly Travis Kelce. Damn, that's really good. And I have to fucking write this guy back. Hey, sorry for the 2-year delay, but we searched Zaddy, found your email, and I'm wondering if you ended up not switching your underwear during this historic Chiefs run.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, actually, I stopped listening to your podcast and I hate you guys.
Really?
Take that episode down.
Well, answer the question then, sir. I'm really curious if you changed your... Hello, he blocked me.
So now I just become a weird guy asking about your underwear.
Because now I'm not even a fucking podcaster to you. I'm a guy that you don't like. Have you ever done...
That's correct.
Superstitious things? Do you believe in that stuff when it comes to sporting events?
Yeah, when I was younger and I was like a huge Yankees fan, I had to knock on wood so obsessively that I literally brought a tiny little
cork
wood. I brought a tiny little wood block from my dad's workshop with me to every single baseball game that I went to, because I would go to a bunch of baseball games. And I would bring a little wood block in my jacket.
Yeah, I bet you had a little wood block every time Mariano fucking saved the game, right? Enter Sandman.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Knocking on wood.
Hard on with my truck nuts.
Exit, come! That's nice. It's a shame he ended up being sort of a Trump supporter after all that, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't ideal, but you have to imagine most baseball players are.
Not Pettit. That guy seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Not Mussina.
Yeah, it's like Mussina, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one.
Pettit's from
Stanford.
Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pettit's.
Pettit was actually ambassador to Luxembourg under Trump. So I think he was. I think I was thinking of Moose. He went to Stanford, right?
Yeah. Moose went to Stanford.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yep.
I'm not really superstitious, but I do often think whenever I listen to a basketball game on the radio, like a Laker game on the radio, I'm like, they never play well and I'm just listening to them. Like, I really need to be watching them to have my support. Whenever I'm just like listening to a game, I just hear the away crowd going crazy and the Lakers can't seem to score. And I think maybe I'm partly responsible for being a fair weather fan here in this situation. But I have to get to this funeral and I feel bad streaming the game on my fucking Spectrum app. Yeah.
So you're sitting in the bathroom. And you don't have your headphones, but you do want to listen to the audio. So you just keep repeatedly flushing the toilet. So it sort of drowns out the noise and people don't hear the commentary.
That's right. They just think I'm just some fucking deviant in there constantly flushing, using the water almost as a makeshift bidet to wipe my little bum bum. All right. Since I won the game, I guess we can call it there.
Wow. I guess so.
Exit ep. Plus, we got to go watch the Succession finale.
It's happening in an hour.
Oh my god!
Do you want me to text you as soon as I find out? Because I'll probably watch it before you.
Well, what I do is watch the last 5 minutes first, so I can tweet about it. Because everyone else is sort of watching it and live tweeting it.
Yeah,
so I'll fast forward to the end and be like, "Oh my god, funeral at 58:50. Yeah. You guys are gonna fucking cream your jeans when you get here. Screen grab, TikTok, live stream." People think I started watching at 5:15 because I'm already on the last.
They think that you got a screener.
Minutes.
That's the fucking goal.
That's
the
fuck
dream.
You screener. That's that Jeremy Strong.
I'm in the industry,
screener.
Bra.
Yes.
That's why I have a friend who sent me a DVD that I can play. Yeah.
I am Jeremy Strong today. All right, let's go watch. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, send them all down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Let's play that Succession theme song again. When else would we be able to? Who knows when we'll get a season 4? Years and years away. They have to write it. They have to shoot it. They have to fucking do it. And it'll take hours, years, months before we ever get to watch season 4, episode 1. So here it is, the Succession finale again, or the Succession theme song. I forget who wrote it. Oh, that's right, Giorgio. Shout out to DJ Nina Kalina and Fully Zipped G. For more of us, you can always watch us on Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
A lot of videos there, a lot of content. And what better gift for the holiday season than to give someone access to our Tron?
Couldn't agree more.
All right, cool. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Peace.
I wanted to talk to you about something because I still like Succession, but I think I actually have a problem with the last 3 episodes, if I can be quite frank.
Two Jews helping those in sticky situations, giving advice while making jokes and fighting for the golden mic. They also love a certain cable series. They're both obsessed and won't shut up about it on their podcast.
And you can be, I don't know, fucking Logan's assistant that's probably blowing him.
That's not bad.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.